This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Tiff joins the podcast today, and he's got some inside knowledge as a former lawyer about Andy Cohen versus Leah McSweeney. Andy, now a couple of weeks ago, said, Leah, take back those claims that I did cocaine or else. So where is the or else? And does the entire cast of RHOBH want Dorit gone? We have some predictions. We look into our crystal ball. Here's David.
I mean,
she's going on tour, or well, I don't know, maybe they tried a tour date.
No,
I don't remember, but
one date.
But she's got an incredible gig going, and she's really, everybody is now in the housewife's world trying to emulate what those two women, two T's, have done. You're in a great position. I would think of ways to, how do I expand that and ride this gravy train for as long as these shows are around, instead of trying to... And she almost has this great thing where it's like, make Teddy happen. You know, I love the guy at BravoCon that got up and was like, stop making Teddy happen. it's kind of great. She's got this like hanger-oner thing, but I think she's in a sweet spot. I would certainly appear as a friend here and there, as she did at Laureen's memorial.
But she don't want it. She said it was just for Kyle. That's a real friend.
Teddy is a genius person. She doesn't seem thirsty in the way of like wanting
to be on.
I mean, she's thirsty in like getting her podcast out there and thirsty at BravoCon. But I think that works for her. I think she leans into the dislike. And no, I think she's got a good thing going. Camille, I'm
by the way.
And Cassidy.
Sutton just did an interview and said that she and Kyle had dinner. They are trying to reconcile, but she is not there with Miss Kemsley at all. And Miss Kemsley, she feels, was egregious in this whole thing with the drinking problem. And it is enough. Stop saying we have a drinking problem for Sutton. Stop saying I don't eat. The day of the reunion was a close set. I ate breakfast and I ate. You always got a question in Beverly Hills when someone's starting to tell you all the meals they ate. You're like, yeah, this might ring true when you're like actually saying what I know that game, Sunstrack. I know it. As Dorit's, I inject myself with the Ozempic another day. I get it, girl. Although, look, it doesn't work anymore. But apparently Sutton says that she's having problems still with Dorit. But her and Kyle have had a lunch or a dinner, she said. Wow.
Dorit's on the outs. Dorit's long gone. And I also think Dorit's her own worst enemy in that. I think showing up late, you know, she was 2 hours. She held everybody up for the reunion taping, 2 hours. You know, if you're Brad Pitt, you can get away with that. But after a while, it just becomes, I think she's her. She's all, it sounds like she's perpetually late. I can imagine behind the scenes. You know what I mean? She thinks her shit doesn't stink at this point, and it's getting... At least that's the perception. Maybe when we met her at Homeless Not Toothless, lovely, lovely,
lovely.
Gracious.
I told you, she's one of, in a weird, fucked up way. And again, maybe this is just because I'm from the same place as her originally. She seems in a weird way, the most down to earth. As crazy as that is, but at the same time, yes, she does think her shit don't sing and she keeps people away. Listen, she did very good on the after Oscars. She looked better than she did at the reunion. Here's the thing. That's what you should be doing. We're not bringing Fashion Police back. I speak to Melissa Rivers all the time. Oh. It's not happening. But, you know, you can't show up late. If you can show up on time and be low maintenance, you could have some type of red carpet tied into fashion job, because she does put herself together and it is fashion. And the hood, it was very high fashion, even though it was hideous. Not if you keep people waiting, you'll get fired from your first job. Nobody is going to put up with that bullshit. This is Hollywood. So, you know what I mean?
And but people can say what they want, but they raised a ton of money that night for people. And they had people that have been impacted by Homeless Not Toothless, people that were down and out, vets. And, you know, your mouth and your teeth are the gateway to your health. Really, they control so much. Your brain health, your gut health, if you've got rotting teeth and gum disease. So he does do a lot of good work, and so does she. But I just think the perception now is that Dorit is high maintenance and a lot of work, and they're all against her. And you've always said, if you don't have a friend, this is what happened sort of to Rinna, although Rinna had EJ. There was some other things going on there. But if you don't have a friend, you can't really continue. And Anna Marie seems to be the only one that's maybe her friend. And maybe they'll keep her because maybe it's Anna Marie, Dorit, Kyle, Morgan, and then you have Sutton, Crystal, and Garcelle, and maybe that all. And then they're going to throw somebody in
the mix. But even without
Anna
Marie, I mean, even without Dorit, Anna Marie will have to just find her own way. You know what I mean? Like, look, we have Erica filming scenes with Crystal. I mean, these lines are fluid. And it's not like people hate Anna Marie. I mean, on the cast, like, she will work her way in there somewhere, right? I mean, her and Crystal could be the best friends. That's interesting. But I mean, Sutton also said recently, like, you know, I'm not as bothered about the esophagus. She's not bothered by the esophagus, actually. Sutton is not, no problems with, somehow Sutton has only a problem with Dorit, which
they all do. They want Dorit gone.
Tells you, it's like, she was great. Some of the greats go. Vicky Gumbelson is gone. I mean, she's a friend of, but the whole Roni cast is gone. I mean, I feel it. I feel it. It wouldn't shock me, but it wouldn't shock me if everyone's back. But this audience has, every time I post, is like snooze fest to this season. So I hear the people. I hear the people. It wasn't the most exciting season, Sarah. It wasn't.
No. Speaking of Vicky G, what did you make of her on the red carpet? Vicky G. What did you make of her on the red carpet? I thought, being asked about where she stands with the Tres Amigas, and I thought it was a very soft answer. I thought,
she said
Tres Amigas has made up. She said nothing negative about the rat. She said Tamara had an issue with the drinking. We wanted to come out to a song. I don't know, whatever. Some drinking song. And Tamara had an issue with that, given Shannon's DUI. And of course, Vicky said, you know, I stand by my friends. And obviously, Shannon made a mistake. And it was a very, I thought, oh, the Tres Amigas have made up behind the scenes. This is just good for publicity to get Vicky and Shannon's tour out there. And they're continuing to go on tour. And she just said, well, we're all very busy. And, you know, Tamara had a problem with that. And I understand. And, you know, now we got to move forward. It's the Dos Amigas instead of the Trace. And but I thought, oh, this is pretty, I don't know. I thought this was, I think they've been friends a long time, and I think they fight like cats and dogs, and then they get back together and like cats and dogs. And
look,
what do you think? What you got over there?
I mean, you know, sometimes I hear things and know things. Like, look, Vicky went, she filmed. It is true that she's come back to support her friend Shannon and give it to Tamara. She's given it to Tamara. She has problems with Tamara. She feels let down. She feels Tamara, I see it both ways, pulled out of this commitment, the Tres Amigas. I don't buy Tamara's bullshit. She didn't like the song and this and that. The rat that scurries, she's in the corner. We all thought she liked Munster. We know she likes Gouda. Her favorite cheese is Gouda. But Miss Rat, I believe, has a black soul, and I believe she will do anything that is good for her. So I don't buy this, like, you didn't like the song. You would have told Vicky to suck your dick and we're changing the song if you really wanted to stay. I also understand being too busy and overcommitted and not being able to do it. I get it. I believe that they have it made up based on some things that I know, and I just want to keep it at that for now. But regardless, they haven't made up. I believe Vicky is still filming the season. She still has a problem with Tamara. I think she revealed, right, that, like, Tamara was... Here's the problem I have. I mean, this is just... Okay. It's not the problem. So I believe what Vicky said. What shocked me is how, yes, she is hedging. And this is a far cry from a week ago where she's a traitor and she's this and she's that, and you're on camera screaming at her. I just feel like, man, it's the definition of insanity at this point. Like, You don't see what this person is? I'm not coming for the rat. She is a rat. She does scurry and she loves Gouda and she is in the corner having her Gouda. But like, and look, I think Vicky feels let down. She says she's not jealous. I do think Tamara's back on the show. She has a hit podcast. But regardless of that, people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. We're in season 18 of RHOC. Tamara was not there for a season. She has lasted way longer than a season in your life. It's probably not a lifetime. You started at 43. Now she's 61, Vicky. Started at 43. Now she's 61. 18 seasons, 18 years. It's hard, but this is not a friend. The older you get, your true friends, that is what matters. Your family and your true friends, which you can count on one hand. Everything else is just complete noise. Film with her, get your paycheck, get your bag, do your press. I think deep down, though, in my opinion, Victoria wants to reconcile with Tamara. There's a part of her that wants that. And so my advice would just be like, if someone shows you who they are, you have to listen. And Vicky, I'm just trying to save you so many more years and so many more. Just call it. She was not there for a season. She was there for a reason, right? It's not a lifetime. It's not a season. We're in season 18. She's lasted. She was a reason. You both built great wealth through your up and down friendship over many, many years on RHOC. It's just time to call it. You have Brianna. You have Michael. You have real friends. You have Kodo Insurance. I'm just trying to help my friend Victoria. Really, that is it. It has nothing to do with the rat that scurries. I just think I hear some hope in Vicky's voice. I hear hope. And
Yeah,
I
me
think
too.
that hope is that she thinks that they're going to reconcile and you will reconcile. Sure, it's a long season to go on the RSOC, but like, man, you're getting back in and you're going to be let down again. And it's not knocking Tamara. It's just like, this is not a real life friend. So just call it, use her for what she wants. She could use you. And just, I know Vicky is, and I know her. She's a nice person. I feel she's going to get hurt again. I
What do you?
really do. This is a real thing. This is not like real.
I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code Frasier20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU You Natural on Amazon and use code Frasier20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code Frasier, FRASER20, Frasier20. What do you make of, you know, months ago, Vicky said, I will not be, I'm all in as a cast member on RHOC or I'm out. Now she's filming as a friend.
They all say that.
I know they all
say that. She also said, not only will I not come back unless I'm full time, she said, I won't take a pay cut. Whatever I left off on 3 seasons ago or whatever it was, I want the same amount of money, which I said at the time will 100% never happen, nor will it happen. It just, it's not going to happen.
It's the Lord.
It's just not
going to
happen. So they all say that, Sarah. They all say they're not sure. I mean, Alexis for years has said she's not sure if she wants to go back. Not only is she back as a friend of, she is on every fucking red carpet. I mean, this one doesn't miss. I mean, this seems like the children are all grown up, and we went overnight from living in the private to like dating John Jansen in love, apparently, and like we're on every red carpet possible, driving up from the OC to LA. They all say it, Sarah, until the invite comes in the mail. They all say it, honey.
I wanted to ask you about something else because I really want your hot take on this.
Sure.
What are you – so since the Leah McSweeney big lawsuit against Andy, Andy has come out – it's been a minute now. It's been a minute, and I don't hear a retraction from Leah and her attorneys. Andy wants her to say – to retract the cocaine accusations, or he is going to sue her. And you have a take on this that I think is fascinating. And if your take is true, why is he doing this then?
Well, first of all, he is with Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher, which is a huge, huge white shoe, very large firm in New York City. Leah's lawyer, I know someone that dated him, which is going to be revealed soon.
Ooh.
Not right now, but so I know someone that dated him.
Leave it to
He's
the
straight.
Yacht.
Yeah, so I mean, look, I mean, hey, I might be in LA today, baby, but I split my time, and I'm a New Yorker. Don't ever think that I'm from here, people. I love it. It's great. I'm a New Yorker. He is an animal. This guy is an animal. When I hire my next lawyer, this is going to be it.
Oh, please. So is Michael Avenatti. Until he ended up in jail. Oh, give me a break. So was okay. Tom Girardi. Tell me something else.
Sarah is putting me in my place today, people. Okay, so my point is, I feel that a couple of things. If you are going to sue someone for defamation, you just fucking sue. It's like I said. Now, a lawyer will tell you not to do this, but I give my legal advice that if you receive the cease and desist in the mail, take a shit on it. Literally take a shit on it. And then fold it up and then send it back to the person and make sure the brown is all over it and that they know that you took a shit on it. Because if you ever send me a cease and desist, I will actually take a shit on it.
I've gotten one from Bravo. I should have kept going.
Really? I've never gotten one because people know that I will take a shit on it and then they don't want to open it. So I think if you're going to sue someone, you just sue them. You don't talk about how you're going to sue them. You just do it. So I personally feel releasing a statement like this, like, is actually almost showing your hand as a weakness. That's just me, of like, I'm going to sue you if you don't retract this. That's like, okay, right, we're calling your bluff. Now, Leah's attorney is really smart, has come out and said, like, we are not retracting anything. And this is just like, this is the whole lawsuit is based on one man having so much power and trying to intimidate everyone. This is our actual point. And they have actually gone so far as to say Andy's statement helps Leah's case. We're going to use this as evidence because this just proves That one person has so much power. And just like always, he's trying to intimidate Ms. McSweeney and all the others as she's not scared. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's their response. Like they basically said, they also say there's more lawsuits coming, which unless they're filing them, I don't know how they know that. I mean, I've heard there's more coming, but we don't know that for sure. There are more lawsuits coming and there are more people who are going to speak out, McSweeney's lawyer, Gary Adelman, said in a statement. This is statements like recent. It doesn't matter what people now this is where I like wake up because this is true. It doesn't matter what people say or think that Andy's a good guy or that you should expect to drink or that you should expect this behavior. What's going to matter is what the law thinks of it. This is where I wake up. This is, you know, I love the business. So it really doesn't matter. The law is the law. You have to apply the letter of the law. Okay. You got it, Sarah? So he says it doesn't matter. What's going to matter is what the law thinks. And we believe the law thinks this is wrong. I mean, isn't that what a lawsuit's all about, guys? Leah claims that Cohen engaged in cocaine, blah, 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 blah. That Andy Cohen had his counsel and PR agents write a threatening letter to give to the press is hardly surprising. Mr. Cohen is accustomed to using his power in the media to scare and intimidate people like Ms. McSweeney so that they will not speak out. Mr. Cohen's attempt to discredit and intimidate Ms. McSweeney to deter her from engaging. Hold on, guys.
Oh, scroll, God. Scroll.
What a nothing burger that is. I mean, the thing cut off. I'm sorry. Hold on. Sorry. It's engaging. Oh, wait, hold on. It's attempted to determine from engaging in actions that are legally protected in court is exactly the type of retaliation that we are talking about. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying, look, do you want my opinion? Personally,
yes.
If you want my opinion right now,
yes.
I don't care, blah, blah, blah. Carolyn Manzo has the best case out of all of them. I think she is going to get a lot of money out of court. And I think Leanne McSweeney has a case and she is going to get money because it's a protected class.
What's and protected class mean?
I think.
What does that mean?
Being an alcoholic. Being a documented alcoholic.
I don't know. I don't know anything about the law. Clearly I'm not an attorney.
I think whether it's a money play or not, I personally think Leah's getting money out of court. That's just my opinion. I do.
I don't get it because like you came back multiple times. Many other people have come out and said they don't force us to drink. I don't know. I know many people that have been very successful in AA in the program. And for those that are, their sobriety is the most important thing. And other people in AA, they talk about like, remove yourself from a situation where you could drink. She relapsed prior to the show, continued to film. I don't know. I mean, I know somebody that's a dear friend of Leah's, loves her, says Leah, when, it really? Says like you. Leah has a great case that Leah is, you know, that Andy is horrendous. And so are their, I mean, I have a friend.
What friend is this?
I'm not going to say, but she's very, very tight with McSweeney and says that this is.
Is she on, so is she on the shows or she just is like a New Yorker?
No, she's got a podcast though. I'll tell you offline. So, okay. And I actually think Leah's been on her podcast, but anyhow, I don't understand. And you know, you and I've talked about this. I mean, NeNe lost her discrimination lawsuit. Now it's not over. Apparently there's still something there. And I think we heard when NeNe did Bethany's podcast, she greatly regrets. And I think if Greg were still alive, I don't think she would have taken the route that she took.
You know what the difference is, though, to me?
I don't, but maybe these women have big cases. I think Carolyn Manzo has the biggest case to me because—
I think she has the biggest case. But I think McSweeney is going to get money. I do. I think she has a case.
All right.
I
well,
really
you know,
do.
You're far smarter than I am in the legal realm. But to me, Manzo, even though Brandy, I think, has the kind heart, the problem is now everybody knows, men, women, women on women, guy on guy, whatever you are on whatever. Like, you can't really— Unless you're besties with them and you all are drunk for a long time and you're kind of grabbing them and, you know, you and I, like, I mean, if you were like grabbing my crotch, I would think it was hysterical, you know, but you got to be real close with someone because nowadays people misinterpret that big time, big, big time.
If you worked for me, which you don't, but if you did, I would not grab your crotch even if I wanted to.
But Brandy, it didn't work for Manzo, but I'm saying, you know, the production, whoever was the head producer needed to come in at that moment, go, Brandy, enough. Stop. Correct. You can't. This is inappropriate. You can't do this.
And if there's footage that someone is saying, help, help, and someone else is just sitting there and saying, we are going to help, but wow, good TV. So let's get up slowly. I think your case is over right there. And there's money. And I told you, I've heard from a reliable source that the reason Caroline's case didn't settle, from what I was told, is that if she wanted A or B or C, but I think she wanted, like, it was so much money that they're just like, no, we're not giving you this. Yeah, I think it sets a bad precedent to start paying everyone off, but we're never going to know. It's signed NDAs, blah, blah, blah. You know, everyone's saying, yeah, Leah went back, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if that matters. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of different claims. Look, there's a lot of stuff in Leah's thing, 109 pages. There's a lot of superfluous stuff. I just think, like, going back, I get it. It's certainly not a good fact. But I just think if the letter of the law is that we discriminated against you because of this, I don't think it matters if you went back and did cartwheels or threw tiki torches. I just think it's, you know, and listen, everything you're saying, I believe, like, listen, I truly believe if someone said and Lala Kent woke up tomorrow and filming Vanderpump Rules for season 12, and she's about to sign that contract, and she's like, this show is now jeopardizing my sobriety. Like, I mean, she's with child. Okay, so, like, none of this is going to happen. But I think, like, Lala Kent, yes, I think if Vanderpump Rules and filming it and being in the environment was going to jeopardize her sobriety, I think she would say, I have to turn down the $700,000. I cannot physically film this show. I'm actually worried. I'm actually literally worried. I'm getting in my car. I'm giving my kids to my mother, and I have them checking in somewhere, and I'll be back in 6 months. I'm actually fucking freaking out. Yeah, I believe Lala's sobriety is, like, her number one thing after her children. To your point, I'm agreeing with you that there are people that will forego millions of dollars if it's going to break their sobriety. It's absolutely the top priority.
And, you know, sobriety is not linear for most people, you know, which Correct. Is the other thing is you and I mean, I've known people who've been sober for 17 years and then go back out drinking. It's very, very tough, which actually that's where I believe Ozempic could work, is they do say that for addicts, it can turn off that noise. Food addicts, alcoholic addicts.
In the beginning, when you put that shot in, I mean, now I'm like, you know, give me my fucking martinis. But in the beginning, girl, yeah, the thought of taking a drink when you do that first few shots is like, it's not even like on your radar. It's so sickening to you, the thought of alcohol. Like, you're literally like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. A drink is the last thing. It'd be like doing 4 shots of vodka at like 7 a.m. when you woke up and you're not an alcoholic. Like, it's just like, you're like, what? Yeah, no, I could see it being used for that.
Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So, you know, we are often accused of being insensitive on this podcast. So
We are. I
think that sobriety is not linear. I hope, you know, if Leah was wronged, she's moving forward. And I just think that was a crazy claim for Andy to say, unless he's coming for her with a lawsuit. So it will be interesting to see over the next couple of weeks. I'm sure they're having a lot of talks. The attorneys are. That's what they do. And then, of course, they send us the bill. No offense to you, David, but the attorneys always win.
Always. Honey, I don't practice anymore. And by the way.
I hate it. They're forever. I mean, you call your attorney to let them know you're mailing them something and they fucking charge you. It's like, ugh. Give me a break. They Correct. Always win. They're always charging you. They always want to, not always want to get you on the phone, but you know, you, whatever. Anyway.
And by the way, I'm not on Leah's side. I've said horrible things about Leah on this podcast, but if Andy does sue Leah, I mean, let's all stay calm. That doesn't mean anything. That means literally nothing. Like, in a way, I would expect her to be sued after making this statement. And he has deep pockets.
But... Well, that's the thing, right? It's often a way to just bankrupt somebody is to just countersue, keep it going.
But she She ain't paying anything. And that's what I go back to. I was speaking to another person in the Bravo world who's a lawyer who's been on the TV. And yeah, I mean, a lawyer does not take a contingent case unless they see money, period, the end. Yeah, so I do believe that this lawyer is out for money and will get some. And I don't know what that proves. Look, I think the bigger question is, are there more lawsuits? Is this really the downfall of Andy? And everyone says, Bravo is Andy. Andy is Bravo. The network can't exist. Listen, you get enough there and it's enough. Look, I don't think Andy's in trouble at this moment. Like, I think he's in a unique situation, but I just think, you know, stranger things have happened. You know what I mean? You get enough of an avalanche.
Yeah.
And it's not a good thing, but I'm not, you know, it's like, I can't see how this is go. Excuse me.
Bless you.
I mean, he's out the other night doing shots with Bruce Bozzi. You know, I just think responding, I don't know if I'd be making all these statements if I were him and his lawyer. I would just keep it quiet for now. It's just me.
It's right? Going to be fascinating.
We shouldn't live our lives in fear, but I don't know. I really don't know how this is going to turn out. I think
he's so good. So good.
I think that is there more lawsuits? Are they really coming? And I really think the more that
you've got Rachel, maybe
Rachel, but that's not really against him. And I think now is, I'm not so worried about Andy's future at Bravo, but my one eye is open and I'm like, okay. I'm taking note.
Last topic, John and Alexis Bellino on the red carpet, John Jansen. What'd you make of it? Talking about their relationship and commenting on if Shannon was okay. And they said, you got to ask Shannon that. We don't know. We're not out here to hurt her. But at some point, it's not about Shannon. And they said they see a future together, that they think they're moving forward, moving in. There could be an engagement, could be a wedding on Bravo. What do you make of they actually kind of look good together?
Listen.
I don't mind it. I don't know.
Lauren Conrad ended her friendship with Heidi Montag over Spencer Pratt. And we all said, what are you doing? He's a bad guy. Here we are decades later and Spidey is so in love and they have Gunner and they have an extended family and they have a new child. And I mean, look.
Their boys are so cute. And I love TJ Holmes, Spencer.
Maybe. That's still going well. I don't know. I mean, could this just be two fame whores just being fame whores together and it's so good? Yeah, but you know what? Like you said, they say they're in love. And I mean, look it. Everyone said Teresa and Louis. I mean, Teresa ain't leaving Louis and he ain't leaving Teresa anytime in this century unless he's taken away for bad acts. They're together. So this could be, I'm not so convinced that John Jansen and Alexis are not going to work out long term. I'm not so convinced of it. I see a future where these two could last. Yep.
Me too. Love it. Mr. Yontif, I'm loving you and leaving you. What we covered it all. I think we got it all.
We covered it all. You guys are getting some long episodes, and don't get used to it. And
oh, are you going to stop talking, please? You love to chat. You love to chat.
Yeah, but the clock is ticking, honey, and I
got
to
pay. We got a ton of work to do.
I got to pay the rent, so to speak.
And we got to do our. I got to do my taxes. Ugh.
Oh, it's not good. Don't live in New York and don't live in LA.
Yeah,
people,
I know.
If you
it's too late.
Want to save money. Florida.
Texas.
Vegas.
Wait, was Texas like more friendly?
Yeah, I think Texas is, there's no income tax.
The Carolinas, right? Aren't these like better states to live in? You and I decided.
We do our job. We do our job from anywhere. We should just, what are we doing here? I had someone in the Housewives world tell me that she wants to buy a place in Vegas with me. And, she had a whole plan. We're going to drive there.
That's where we should move, is Vegas with Mark Wahlberg.
And we're still going to live here. And I'm like, honey, they count the days in. She's like, okay, well, we're going to just spend cash when we're in LA. Just cash. So we'll never know you're here. I'm like, okay, we're not going to have a tax fraud scheme here. And we're not going to Vegas even 2 days. So thank you for the option to invest in this future with you. I'm going to pass.
I'd move to Vegas with you.
Well, guess what? You won't pay any fucking income tax there. We'll hang out with Perez.
Perez
my
is
boy,
loving it.
My boy, he is loving it. My boy, Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town, who's on this podcast, lives there. Lots of people live in Vegas. Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg. Have you ever tried to get Mark Wahlberg on your show? He's an interesting character.
No, but I'll take him. But I'll be honest with you. I'm going to retire in Palm Beach and not pay tax before I retire in Vegas. But unfortunately, I'm in LA and New York for the rest of my life.
I love
so.
California, though. I love Hollywood. I love everything.
It's great
about
here.
I know. I wish they
it's
were more business
here.
Friendly, but they are.
And one day you were living in DC and here you are.
Oh, baby, right under the Hollywood sign. I love Hollywood. I love everything about it, the people, the.
Me too.
I just, there's something about, if you're in the entertainment business, it's just Hollywood is so fabulous. And everyone comes here with a dream. It's just, it's, you got to be realistic. I mean, because you see people every day where the dream didn't come true and the dream came true. And you've got to, you know, Always got to try. You got to give it your all, but you got to be realistic. Like, if it doesn't work, God has something better for you, and you got to keep going with it. But it's unfortunate. A lot of people have big dreams and big almost do it, and they don't, and then that ruins them. You can't.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I would hate to be sitting here doing this podcast, moving here with this dream at 20, 24, 27. I would have been miserable. I would have been miserable here. Now, I don't want nothing from no one.
Me neither.
Just keep the mic on for tonight.
And I'm so
I'm
glad.
Open for opportunities, by the way, but I'm not, there's no dreams I'm chasing.
I would have been dead.
I'm chasing the dream of getting, yeah.
I would have been dead from Coke and okay. I definitely probably would have had AIDS. I would have slept with everyone. I love older rich men. So
Coke I've never done, but I think I would have slept with like everyone, even more than now.
I know.
Yeah, probably.
I agree. I always tell people move to Hollywood when you're 40. There's no better time. And the thing that I think is the biggest misconception about Hollywood is you think it's just a city for young people. They're the only one. And here you realize whether it's stand-up comedy or production or editing or on-camera, people of all ages are working and working at high levels and making a living. And people that you don't know their names necessarily are really good working actors that are making a living. And it's a great. I'm obsessed with this town.
Treat everyone well because your person you can't even say hi to that's sitting next to you on their computer
treat
all day
well.
Might be the next Julia Roberts or Brad Pitt, and you'll wish that you were nice.
And everybody here says, oh, let's get together. And, you know, most of the time it doesn't happen. But that, who cares? You know, don't take it personally. What's meant for you will be yours. Just
that's
keep,
why
now
I love
I tell
it.
Everybody
that's why I love it. It's like, yeah, we'll get together. I'm like, thank God this is never going to fucking happen.
I know, me
like,
too. I love it. Oh, I can't. Yeah, I text everybody. I call. I can't wait to see you. When are we going to get together? I've never get together when.
The day comes and you're like, canceled. It's 7 a.m. Like, I have to meet you at 9 p.m. tonight. No, thank you.
Canceled. A lot of brunches people do here, too. That's the thing. I want to become a stand-up comic, but I can only do brunch shows because I literally cannot stand up past 9. I'm asleep.
Okay, well, you need to figure this out.
I'm doing a comedy act on us. Are you kidding? Can we go on tour? It's kind of like it breaks the misconception, but I wanted to open for us, and then we do our show with that kind of. I think we need a comic to open for us.
Daniel Ryan Spalding,
he'll open for us.
Okay, let's do it. Keep in touch, girl.
Love you, doll. We'll talk
keep
to you
in
soon.
Touch. I'll talk to you
okay,
soon.
Bye.
Bye.